You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded every Sunday at the 11 o'clock Mass at our new church located at 411 Palmer Road in Columbia, Illinois. For more information about Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer. And now, enjoy the podcast.
Story is told about a gentleman who was out hiking one day, taking photographs of some of the beauty of nature. He was in an area where there were some large cliffs and rock formations. And as he was walking along, admiring everything and taking photographs, he suddenly walked right off of a cliff, dropped his camera, and immediately reached out and was able to grab a branch about halfway down this 100-foot cliff. And as he was swinging back and forth on the branch, he began to shout out, help me, please, God, help me, help me. And suddenly he heard a voice coming from heaven. Yes, yes, I'll help you. Thank you, God, please help me. And then God's voice said, do you trust me? Yes, God, I trust you. Please, please help me, the man said. And the voice came from heaven and said, then let go of the branch. And the man shouted out, is there anyone else up there? Today, in our second scripture passage in Paul's second letter to the Corinthians, we hear those very familiar words, we walk by faith, not by sight. We know that God has a plan for us that we don't always see or understand. Just as Jesus talked about in today's gospel, how the man plants and sows the seeds and they grow, he knows not how. And so too it is with God. An old adage is that God writes straight with crooked lines. A reminder to us that God has a plan. And we are challenged to ask ourselves, do we believe? Do we trust? Because we can't always see down that road of life that's oftentimes filled with peaks and valleys, twists and turns. But yet in faith, we trust that God has a plan to get us where we need to be. But sometimes, like the man hanging from the cliff, we have to be willing to let go of the branch. Those branches are sort of our security blankets, maybe wealth, power, pleasure, fame, success. But we have to trust God to let go of those things, knowing that the way to genuine fulfillment and happiness in life is the way of God's selfless love. And that's why walking by faith and not by sight is never easy. When Jesus died on the cross, the disciples thought it was all over. It had been great while it lasted. But now, after his death, they were trying to deal with their loss and get on with their lives. But then suddenly, the risen Lord appears to them. They are reminded that God has a plan. Just like Ezekiel in our first reading today referred to the remnant people of Israel left over from the exile. Everyone thought that the nation had been destroyed. But Ezekiel uses that image of a small, tender shoot of the cedar tree. It takes root and becomes a great tree that provides shelter for all the birds of the air. Just like Jesus, too, the crucified one, like that withered up tree, becomes the largest of trees that provides shelter for all. These stories remind us of what the disciples themselves learned from Jesus. And that is, God has a plan. We must always walk by faith, not by sight. Oftentimes, we know in our own lives, we seek to make God's plans conform to our own, as opposed to making our plans conform to God's plans. We have to trust, we have to believe that when we face disappointments, losses, heartaches, and failures in life, all is not lost. God has a plan, and God will make something good happen if we are willing to let go of the branch and walk by faith, not by sight. In those times, God asks us, Do you trust me? The parable of Jesus about the mustard seed today reminds us that no one ever thought that that tiny, small mustard seed could become the largest of plants and become the dwelling place for all the birds of the sky. But Jesus uses this parable to teach us that in the kingdom of God, we must never underestimate the power of God to bring something big from something small, to bring hope from despair, to bring goodness from evil, to bring life from death. We have to believe and trust. Several days ago, on the third day of June, the Universal Church celebrated the feast of St. Charles Lwanga and his 22 companions, who in 1886 were martyred in Uganda, Africa, for catechizing the pagans about Christ in a continent where, at that time, only a very, very small minority of the African population were Christians. When Charles Lwanga and his companions were wrapped in a mat and burned alive, it seemed that that would be the end of Christianity in that great continent. But from those ashes of the martyr, the faith began to spread. And now in Africa, just a little over 100 years later, there are over 400 million Catholics in that land. And the faith continues to spread and grow. From that small mustard seed of Charles Lwanga and his companions, from that tender shoot of the cedar, new life has sprung forth. And now, here in our own country, as in our own diocese, we have many priests coming from this once pagan land in great numbers to serve here in our country because we have a declining number of priests. They have a surplus, we have a shortage. Indeed, God can do great things with just a little bit. And so as we're reminded today that we just have to simply believe and trust enough to let go of the branch, because God rides straight with crooked lines. We know it is not easy to walk by faith, but yet, when we trust that God knows what God is about, we know that our faith will not disappoint us. Because simply by our human sight, we can't see beyond those crooked lines that God writes straight with. And so we gather here today with the men who have just completed their weekend Acts retreat at King's House to say by our prayers, our songs, and our rituals, I believe. I believe that indeed God has a plan for me. And I just have to let go of the false branches of security I'm clinging to and trust that God will indeed bring something good for my disappointments, heartaches, failures, and losses. We must never underestimate the power and the wisdom of our God who has a plan for each and every one of us. Let us walk by faith and not by sight. For it is the only way that we can come to truly believe and to proclaim to all the world that God is good.
All the time.
All the time.